Hey y'all, welcome back to what episode is this, y'all? Because I had to be extra real with y'all this week. Podcast is this. Hold on. The 86th podcast. Okay, so that 86th episode in total. Because I know y'all, I know we're in season two. I probably done forgot. I've been gone for so long. Welcome back to another episode of You Thought We Wouldn't Notice, y'all. I've been gone for a minute, and it's because I needed a mental break, y'all. I was in between jobs, and, you know, of course, school's going on, finals coming up. I'm so glad, because I'm like, yes, get the semester over with, y'all. But I'm also making an album. But that doesn't mean that I don't care about this podcast. I love this podcast. Literally saved me from going insane while this pandemic is still going on. We're almost in, like, 3 years, which is insane. But yeah, so a lot's been going on. So if you, like, where should I start? The reason why I was gone, let me be real. The reason why I was gone is because, of course, I told you I was between jobs. But in July, if y'all remember, I had a job that I had to quit because of racist issues, right? But we didn't know the whole stake of the case yet. Hold on, let me turn off this watch. Okay, can y'all stop blowing me up real quick? Dang. Right. Anyway, so yeah, we're looking into the whole racist case, you know, against the people who basically were trying to fire me, but I quit and beat them to the punch. And so we're showing them the case, and they're like, oh, there's no case here because he signed all these documents and yada, 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 yada. And I'm like, this is the plain example. This is the main reason why I can't wait to go back home, y'all. I cannot wait to go back to Maryland. I can't wait to go back to the DMV. And it's simply because the South is so stupid. The South is so, like, racist, obviously. It's so anti-Black. It's so, it's just so messy down here. And I hate it. I hate it because it's just like, I shouldn't have to forcefully leave my job all because some two teenagers don't want a nigga there. They don't want a nigga there. And it's just like, okay. And, like, in my mind, I'm not thinking, you know, I'm not thinking Martin Luther King. I'm not thinking Malcolm X. I'm not thinking Angie Davis. I'm not thinking I gotta be on my Afro type stuff. I'm not thinking, yes, I think about myself all the time being outside in this anti-Black world, this racist world. But when it comes to we were good one day, and then the next day we ain't, and then on top of that, you're not gonna believe my case. It's just, it's a mess. But we'll be talking about that in, like, the next, not this album that's coming up, but the album after that. Because I need to vent. I need to vent. Even though I do have a therapist, I need to vent in other places. But yeah, so it was that. On top of that, y'all, there was supposed to be a huge surprise coming up, which is, it's not coming anytime soon, so I guess I could tell y'all what it was. I was supposed to be going on a New York trip, y'all. I was supposed to be going to New York for the first time ever, y'all, and it fell through. Like, being between jobs, it fell through. Like, I couldn't secure the hotel. I couldn't secure the plane. I couldn't secure the fees that I needed. New York is expensive. I love me some New York. I've never been there before. I have some family members who live there, who've been there. And it's like, that's what my next album is about. It's about being in New York, you know, adjacently, even though, because I'm from D.C. I missed, like, this next album is pretty much about missing the city. It's about missing the city because I've been in the South for 3 years and it feels like an eternity. I hate it. I hate it out here. And I think that's what y'all going to hear on this next album. And I'm really excited about that. But yeah, so I had to cancel that. And I was just like, all right. Because it was just, you know, it was depressing. It was a mess. And, but the album is coming. The album is coming. I have to prep for that. I have to, like, I can't wait to show y'all the behind the scenes and things like that. Like, that is coming. But yeah, so now that we're all caught up with me, let's get on to today's topics. We're 4 minutes in and no intro. I know you're lying. understand. Famous people don't know how to fame. You don't know how to fame. You don't know how to do your job. You don't know how to vote. What are you doing? Famous people don't know how to fame. What are you doing? You already have a job. And you out there on Twitter. Twitter made for the peasants like us. When I tell you, this podcast has really helped me. Because, yeah, famous people don't know how to fame. And we're going to talk about some famous people today. But this podcast has helped me cultivate albums. It's helped me write better. It's helped me because I've been on the mic for almost 3 years. So it's like I'm used to it. I'm used to it. It's only the production that's kind of like, I mean, it's never going to, that's never, my finger, they're never going to leave me. Like, that talent is never going to leave me. You wish. But it's just, you know, I thank y'all for supporting me with this podcast, because it's like, at some points there's nothing to talk about, and then at some points there is, but I'm still here. Come on, Sheena. But yeah, so let's just get into it. Take Off from the Migos. He was unfortunately killed. They're saying it's at a bowling alley. Let me actually look up these results. Hold on. Beyonce, please don't do nothing. Please, please. I'm on a podcast right now. I will freak out. What is it? What is it? What is it? Please. What is this? It's a Spotify update. Okay. Because listen, if the visuals drop, this mic drops. The mic drops. Like, podcast is over. I'm watching the visuals. I'm watching the trailer until the visuals come out. Okay, please. But yeah, so let me look up this Takeoff stuff. Takeoff. Okay. Member of rap group Migos fatally shot outside private party in Houston, police say. Takeoff, who was one third of the Migos, platinum-selling rap group Migos, was shot and killed early Tuesday in Houston, Texas. Authorities said he was 28. So it's not going to tell me what happened. Well, okay, I'm going to just tell you what social media has been saying and what we've been seeing. It's a lot. This situation has so many moving parts. I'm like, okay, where do I even begin? Basically, what people are saying is that, yes, it was a bowling alley. And now I'm going, I'm not victim blaming nobody on this show today. I'm not doing that at all. But my thing is, you're at a bowling alley. You're at a bowling alley. Now, they're saying that it wasn't, people weren't getting shot over no dykes gang. That's what they're saying. It was probably something, you know, deeper than that. It probably had something to do, poor thing, it probably had something to do with Quavo jumping up and acting like he ain't lose a game in his life. Here's my thing. Because the reason why I say this situation is nuanced, forget about the music, forget about the accolades, forget about the music, especially, because that's the same narrative that I'm seeing going around. You know, Twitter, social media, things like that. But let's not act dense. Let's not act stupid. Did we not? At least I know I watched the movie, the Elvis movie. You could sit there and say that music killed him, even though we know it was all types of cocaine and what else? Heroin, Xerox paper, child. Everything killed him. But also, the music industry killed him, basically. He had to puppeteer. He had to be here, be there, be everywhere. He couldn't be his true self. He couldn't be what he wanted to be. Now, that's what they're telling the people, child. Like, he's a whole white man in America. He could be whatever he wanted to be. But he said, you know, he wanted to be on black people's side. You know, black power, this, that, and the fifth. And I'm like, okay. But I'm using Elvis as an example. He died within the music industry. And back then, they were trying to cancel him back in the 50s, I think. 50s or 60s. One of them decades, child. They were trying to cancel him back then. All because he was saying, you know, he was unifying people. And he was making sexual music. He's a white man. And he died within the music industry. But the minute it happens to a black person, we all of a sudden, we got the facts. We got everything that done killed somebody. Down to Michael Jackson, down to Whitney. Like, it's just, huh? Y'all don't want to blame these labels. Y'all don't want to blame anything else. But y'all want to blame the art that they create. Like, my thing is, and you don't want to blame, like, gun control. People have been talking about gun control, like me, for years. And nobody wants to talk about that. Yes, they want to talk about, black and black crime, which is a myth. Because if you live amongst each other for a period amount of time and you don't see nobody else, hello, you don't see not nobody. But white people kill each other, too. So it's just like, I don't understand that whole narrative. And the whole, what DMX said, he was like, I think it was DMX. Or Jean-Michel Basquiat, who said, basically denouncing respectability to politics because they don't get us anywhere. They don't get us nowhere. I don't care if my hair is too kinky. I don't care if my lips are too big. I'm here. I'm here, ho. Like Lizzo said, I'm winning, ho. Like, we're black out here. We're black, period. So my thing is, with the whole Takeoff situation, nobody is blaming the guns. They're blaming music. Drake out here, and we're going to talk about Drake in a second. Drake, Megan Thee Stallion, all these other people are trying to restrict lyrics from, basically trying to take out their lyrics being, forbid their lyrics for being used in court. Which is like, okay. But my thing is, it's not the 90s anymore. To be honest, I don't even think these rappers, I don't think they be literally killing people. And if they do, it's just like, I mean, if they do, it's not making the news. It's literally not. And I mean, but the Migos, I think, was it the Migos or who was it? It was somebody else, child. No, it wasn't. It was, oh my God, what is that guy's name? Young Thug recently. That's the only one, the case that I could think of that people flew over quickly. The Young Thug case, basically, he was racketeering for years and the feds were watching him. The feds aren't watching Drake. The feds are not watching all these. The feds were not watching the Migos. But all of a sudden, one incident happened, one tragic accident or incident happened. And y'all want to blame the entire black community. You I hate these things when they're like, we as a community got to do better. So I'm like, huh? Like, what are you talking about? So you mean to tell me when I listen to, because I love what this one white woman said. She was like, I listened to Jasmine Sullivan, and she was like, I know all the words to bust the windows out the car. Like, it's just like, do you think that people are actually doing that? Like regular folk are actually committing crimes for listening to the Migos or listening to rap music. Meanwhile, let's make a blanket statement. Let's make an actual fact. Rap is not black anymore. I'm so sorry. It's not, look at the audience. Look at the audience. But so what, you're going to cancel hip hop? You can't because white people literally own it now. So it's a very nuanced situation. Yes, you should move away. Like if you want to have a conversation about misogyny and violence, period, gun, and then make it about that. But don't, people were literally, blaming Takeoff before he was even in the, he's not even in the ground yet. He's not even in the ground yet, and y'all are putting up all types of conspiracy theories, talking about some 28 this, 28 that, and it's just like what do you have anything better to do? Do you have anything better to do? Because it's just like a person died, and it's just like I hate y'all only do this with us. Meanwhile, we got a whole bunch of Netflix documentaries on these white folk that then 2 plus 2 actually equals 4. You know, it actually equals 4. And sometimes they try to make it equal 16, you know, but it never will. It really never will. But for us specifically, they have a magnifying glass for us because we're black. But I just don't like the fact that, you know, people are not, like, they're not having multiple conversations about this issue. It's like, yes, it's gun violence, but also toxic masculinity, but, and also, I'm not victim blaming when I say this, but my thing is, it's a bowling alley. You mean to tell me these grown men went to a bowling alley with guns? Like, and I'm not, clearly it wasn't the Migos. It was whoever shot him. Like, who is going to, in Houston? In Houston. Who is going to the bowling, like a bowling alley? Please. So, I just, it's a lot to break down, but we're gonna have to break down that story as it comes out, you know, more comes out and things like that. But we're gonna move on to Drake and Meg Thee Stallion, y'all. This, when I tell you this situation pissed me off, when I tell you this situation, like, ruined my day yesterday, I was like, okay, this is what you're doing. This is what you're doing. You're out here making music about, why I sound like that one guy. You're out here making music abducting black people. If you know where that is from, please. Drake made a diss song towards Meg Thee Stallion, and I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, yet again, it was DaBaby. It was who else was it? DaBaby. I think Nicki kept on saying drop a tear, and then now we got Drake out here talking about some. Let me play y'all this. Or no, I can't play the song, but basically the lyric says, she lied about her shots, but she's still a stallion. And I'm like, huh? Like, why would you say that? Number one. Number two, to all the Drake fans that are probably listening, I hope y'all are not in my, you know, camp. But, like, if y'all are listening, if this is y'all's king, if this is y'all's man, if he don't have to do antics to get y'all to listen to his music, then what was this for? Also, the whole Serena line, the Serena Williams line talking about calling her husband a groupie? Nigga, if you don't grow up, like, please. If you don't grow up, like, I'm going to play y'all this, if I can find it. Hold on.
Is just so fucking disheartening. I've always said that, like, Drake has this quality about him where he acts like he doesn't know that he is handsome and wealthy and talented. You are handsome and wealthy and talented. Your only job in life is to not be a fucking cunt. And you cannot manage that? Oh my God, why would you say that about that girl getting shot? Why would you say that about that girl getting shot, Aubrey? It doesn't make any fucking sense. Your pen game is too strong. Even if you're like, oh, it was a double entendre, that was the best you could do. You could have kept that in the drafts. As a writer, I got some shit that I would probably never say out loud because it was dumb. Mm-hmm. You said some dumb shit. And also, not for nothing, your white mama and white baby mama have an ass need to shut the fuck up about black women. You barely qualify, and something about it feels white supremacy-ish to me. I don't fucking like it. You always fixing them big BBL lips to say something about black women. Shut the fuck up, son, and write about something else. Diddy slapped you in the motherfucking mouth. Diddy hit you in your mouth, in your lips, on your face. I ain't hear you talking nothing about him. You ain't did nothing to him. You ain't said nothing to him, but you got that forehead nestled right up under Tory Lanez's nutsack because was Megan supposed to give you some pussy and she didn't? Is that what this is? I bet it is. Because you only do this to women that have, like, fucking scorned you and spurned you. Megan was supposed to give you some pussy, wasn't it? Oh, you little fucking goober. You dweeb ass bitch. Ew.
Ew is correct. Because it's like, need I remind y'all, I got a whole brother who loves Drake, y'all. He loves Drake now. And I'm just like, all right, you know, but they both light skin. So, like, it's just, you know, flightless. It's just, what pisses me off is, like, what she said. If you don't sleep with this man, you're going to make a diss track. If you don't bow beneath this man, you're going to get on a diss track. My thing is, you made a whole album titled Her Loss. And then on top of that, the album cover is a beautiful black woman. You got people talking about, but you got people making fun of the cover. Talking about some, oh, she's mid. Niggas, black people, they cousins, they aunties, they mamas look like this woman on the cover of the album. And it's just like, this is what I'm saying. When with these huge conversations that y'all having, y'all having pieces of the conversations, but it don't got no weight. It doesn't have any weight because you're not letting go of the anti-blackness. You're just not doing that. I mean, I don't understand it. And for him to call Serena Williams' husband a groupie. All because I guess they are not together anymore. It's mighty funny how he doesn't talk about J-Lo. He doesn't talk about anyone else. But you know what? You know why that is. He only goes after black women. But then he wants to pretend like he's this black king, this black savior or whatever. Nick, you shouldn't even be saying the N-word. You shouldn't even be saying the N-word, sir. Like I mean... I've always been on Pusha T's side because listen, when they get that ass together, it's something about when Remy Ma and actual rappers get their asses together. I love it. I love to see it because it's like, wow, real musicians just entered into the room. Real artists, real beat makers, real like artists just walked into the room and gathered all their asses. It's just, you know, you love to see it. You really love to see it. You know, it's like sunshine in the morning. But yeah, let's move on. Oh, yeah, well, by the way, yeah, Drake, please stay out of women's business. Let me play this clip and then we're going to move on.
This is what you need to do. You need to stay out of women's business. Let me just say this, Grant.
And stop acting like a damn bitch. Period. Anyway, so Prince Jackson said what he has said. Like, please. Like, so he was getting interviewed, right? And I'm going to just show y'all what he said. Prince Jackson. And I got a theory why his name is Prince, but I'm not going to go there.
It's not a title that is only reserved for your dad. There's so many technological, social factors that I think went into the earning of the title King of Pop. He broke boundaries in countries that didn't have the same infrastructure that they do now. He was popular on a global basis. At one point, the most famous person in the world.
Is there one artist in pop music today that you feel is like clearly following in the footsteps of your dad? Who's getting close to that?
The first person that comes to mind is actually Beyonce. I know my dad idolized her as well when she was just coming up. He saw that same fire and dedication in her.
Harry Styles, the new King of Pop. What was your take on that, and why is that a title that is only reserved for your dad?
There's so many technological, social factors that I think...
Period. But yeah, so he was basically addressing the comments, talking about some, oh, Harry Styles is the new King of Pop. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, Harry Styles, like, I'm so glad. I'm so glad now that we're finally seeing, or everyone is finally waking up and seeing that white mediocrity is not going to pass anymore. It's not going to pass. It takes work. You know, Beyonce is still here, but, like, it takes work. Like, if you want to be up next, if you want to hold your place, it's going to take work for you to try to compare yourself to the Michael Jackson. If you want, Normani, if you want to compare yourself to the Janet, I mean, it's like the only one who compares themselves to somebody and who actually, you know, is doing something. I mean, we have Snow Allegra and we have Janae Aiko. When they tried to compare those beautiful women to Sade, I'll never forget. Sade had to get on Twitter. Like, they got this 60-year-old getting on Twitter defending her royalty. Like, please. Like, it's just... 2020 was a moment. It was a moment, you know, for the culture. You know, we got savage. But that specifically, she was like, yeah, you can never be me. You know, this is, you know, smooth operator. Yeah, you can never do this. But, you know, it's cute. But I just, Those are the only two women that come to mind where I'm like, okay, they're actually working on their craft daily. Like they never clock out. These other women and these other men, these niggas too, they clock out. They clock out. They are on they're on the beat. They're on the track for like 2 minutes, 2 minutes and 26 seconds. And all of a sudden it's a hit. All of a sudden it's a song because no one has attention. They have attention span of a gnat. It's not there. It's not there. You can't find it. You can't find it. And so I feel bad, but I'm so glad that he said what he said about Beyonce. It's just like we've been saying this for years, but they've been trying to get Abuser Brown to be the next Michael Jackson. Like it won't happen just because he wants to do a couple of tumble salts and cartwheels on stage and backflips and a bunch of light skinned faces. Please, facial expressions. You think you're gonna get away with facial expressions and call it talent? Please, please. Like I can't. Anyway, moving on to this, I think it's the study that was on, I hope I saved it. But basically, someone said that listening to music while working, because y'all, I had to quit Amazon, y'all. I used to work there, not anymore. Not anymore. Like, listen, Amazon, I'm taking a break until further notice. Like, whoo, child. But it was a study on, not Instagram, but on Twitter saying that listening to music while working, it might be, so here's what the tweet says. It says, jobs need to know black people work better with music. Someone said, y'all not allowed to listen to music? And someone said, hell, jobs don't let you listen to music at all. And I'm like, yeah. And then someone says, OMG, what if this is connected to slavery? And I was like, well, duh. But and someone said it is. We used to him to get through the day as slaves. And I'm like, some of us been through this. Some of us skipped class. Some of us was chewing gum. Stop popping that gum. Some of us were just, you know, not paying attention. Or some of us were obviously depressed hearing all that stuff that we had to hear in history. But a person like me, I have to, when I'm listening to our history, it's like I have to retain all the information so that no can clock me. First of all, I'm all Virgo, please. but when you hear this information like this, it's like, okay, wow, it makes sense. Because look at today. We're working these 9 to 5s. We're not even surviving. And we got to listen to music to get by. Like, I mean, 5 o'clock will seem forever away. But by the next 5 albums, it'll be here. And it's just like, we hate to see it. We really hate to see it. Like, I hate it. We hate it here. But yeah, Amazon and all these workplaces, they are the new slavery, period. And it's sad. But okay, so let me get to the real topics that I want to talk about on this show. So, because yeah, unfortunately, we got to talk about Kanye yet again. But we're going to talk about Marlon Wayans. And we're going to talk about Elon Musk, y'all, because he just, all that just gets on my nerves. So yeah, Marlon Wayans on cancel culture, y'all. Let me show y'all what he has said. Where's Marlon? Okay. Marlon Wayans says, movies like White Chicks are still needed today despite cancel culture. It's sad that society is in a place where we can't laugh anymore. And everybody under them comments was like, nobody said nothing about this movie. Like, nobody, like, even the people who are against cancel culture, we're like, sir, nobody said anything about this movie. And it's like, I hate niggas. You know the niggas who always just want to say something to make sure, you know, that people still listening to you. Like, nigga, we see, if you ain't done died yet, please, make something new. Make something, like, pull a Jordan Peele. Do something else. But don't sit here and try to stir the pot and like basically get likes off of your headlines, because that shows that your talent is dimming. Your talent is dimming, because aren't you the one who made the remake of, what's that movie called? A 50 Shades of Black? And that movie did terrible at the box office. Like, sir, you're the one putting yourself in these spots and then not realizing that the times are changing. So, but also, White Chicks, everyone loves that. People went as the White Chicks for Halloween. So I don't understand, like what was he trying to say? Like, I already know what he was trying to do. He was trying to get talk, he was trying to get buzz, but it's like, sir, you're not an artist. I really wish, and this is why I always open up my show with this, and I'm still going to open up every show with this. famous people do not know how to fame. They don't, like, their jobs are 100 times bigger than ours, and yet and still they got to get on an app and say some stupid shit. I will never understand. I will never understand that. I'll never understand it. Like your tax bracket is bigger than all of us, but you over here trying to make some non-existent noise. Like, it just, it never makes sense. It never makes sense. But moving on to this whole, he is missing the entire point. So y'all, Adidas cuts ties with Kanye over the anti-Semitic remarks, right? Now, all the people who are quote unquote woke now, they're like, oh my God, wait a minute, what, huh? And I'm like, first of all, your King already said on one of these, I think it was the Drink Champs, he was like, Adidas still ain't canceled me, so what now? And then the day after, Adidas did. Adidas, Gap, Target, Toys R Us, they out of business, child. JCPenney, Kmart, 7-Eleven, everybody pulled ties. It's like, as soon as you talk about the Jews, as soon as you talk about a known fact, you said you wanted to go DEFCON 9 or DEFCON 3, you wanted to go DEFCON on Jews. And that's what you said. And it's just like, I will never understand people. First of all, I mean, it's beyond coonery at this point, because I hate these talking points that black people or certain conservative black people have, and be like, yeah, well, we're not just black, you know, we're royalty. Yeah, we are royalty. Yeah, we had, you know, empires, and yeah, we were colonized. But don't go overstepping boundary trying to be, you know. That's why I remember I clocked Nikki back in the day, and I was like, Nikki, you over there trying to be Asian. Meanwhile, you don't know what, or Chinese, but you don't know what tattoo you got in your arm. It's like, girl, it's like all of our rappers, all of our favorite people that we once looked up to, they're trying to deviate from their blackness. And it's like, you still a nigga. Like, you're still a Negro. And just because you got money, I think he realized that. And so I feel like, because I think that this was low-key an experiment for me. Because when I saw this happen, I was like, okay, I don't think they're ever going to cancel him. They're just never going to cancel him. I mean, after all the anti-black stuff he has said, say slavery was a choice. Meanwhile, everybody in college class, like, huh? Everybody is currently in history 131 talking about, like, okay, a choice where? Where? I can't find it. Where? So, when I see all this stuff, I mean, I'm not one of the ones who are over here saying, well, he should have, you know, yeah, he should have been canceled, but I'm not saying that, like, I'm not mad that he's not canceled, that he's canceled. I'm glad. I'm happy. It's like, wow, you know, what a time to be alive. You know, he's canceled. But my thing is, it shows where America truly lies. It shows where America truly lies. Like, they do not care about black people at all. Like they can, you know, Adidas, Target, they can do all these Black History Month. They can pull out their old black albums and be like, see, we care. And then as soon as June and Juneteenth and February is over, it's like, oh, back to slavery as usual. It's just like, okay, like, if we really... And I think this whole experiment is like, okay, can we, not can us, but can America actually revert or like reform itself? Because I don't think it can. We're too deep. You still got Gen Z and the generation after that having a Republican talking points, white supremacist talking points. And it's just like, they're like 10, they're like 11 years old, being fed this stuff. And I'm like, because I remember when I was, I think 16, 17, almost 18, able to vote, I was like, well, maybe if these, you know, white supremacists, old people in the corner, you know, old people in wigs, if they would just, you know, go somewhere and just die, then maybe we can, you know, do what Whitney said, you know, the children are the future. It's not looking that way. You got children effed out the mind because they got old white grandparents who refuse to die. And who still got a voice for some reason. It's like, can y'all please just, you know, put Sally on mute. Put Sally and Tom, put them hoes on mute. Because it's like, it's still like at age of 11 and 12 and like pre-teen age, you are still not able to think for yourself. But it, like, you're not really able to think for yourself, like, at least until your early 20s. And you're like, okay, you know, I got this. I have my own mind and things like that. But the way things are going, it's like, this is a white supremacist society. Like, it's just, I don't, you know, I know how we got here, but at the same time, I don't know how. I don't know how and why. Like why? Like, it kills me when people don't want to see things evolve. It's like, so you literally want to live in the 50s. You really want to live in the world where it says blacks only in the back or people tap dancing on stage. You want to live in the underground parties. You want to live in that area. Okay, that's okay for you, but the people who actually want to change the world and you know, shake the table, not even shake it, break it, and have or obliterate the table, leave us be. But, like, I'm just, at this point, I'm excited that he's been canceled. I'm waiting for everyone else to like, follow suit because it's just like, please. But, yeah, let's talk about... oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, Skechers, y'all, he tried to go to Skechers because, you know, all his deals were gone, and he was like, Skechers, can I go with y'all? And Skechers had to escort them off the headquarters. I'm like, can y'all take this man's car away, take his driver away, take his Uber account away, please? Like, please. I don't understand. How do y'all give this man, what pisses me off is he's the main man who said no one man can have all that power. He the man that's doing it. He's the man that's having all this vitriol, all this hate, having all this power, and no one is there to stop him. It's just like, huh? Like, please. I don't know how no one, you know, how it took this long for somebody to stop him. It's like, okay, I'm scared for the kids. That's all I'm going to say. I'm really scared for the kids because I'm just like, this is not the day of the 90s anymore where, you know, people actually had goons and things like that. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to say that people don't got goons today, but I'm just like, I think Chris and everybody over there is too relaxed. They're in their own lives. And once you've been around a narcissist like Kanye, you start to feel like, okay, you know, maybe they'll pop off and maybe they won't. They can pop off at any moment. And it won't be your fault, but it's just like, you got to get them out of there. You got to get them out of there, please. And we already talked about him saying the whole George Floyd thing. But, oh, y'all, I'm not even going to play the audio clip that he said. But he basically said he apologized to the Floyd family again, talking about something. Yeah, now that I see what's going on and transpiring in my life, this is what it feels. Yeah, ever since Adidas cut me, cut ties, this is what it feels like to actually have a knee on your neck. And I'm just like, please. Get this man out of here, please. Like delete. I mean, I know his Twitter account has been deleted, but that's going to lead us into this whole Elon Musk situation, and then we're going to end it soon. Y'all, Elon Musk, he owns Twitter, y'all, but my thing is, he is charging people. Get this. He is charging blue people, blue badge people, famous people, Beyonce. He's probably not going to charge Beyonce, and if he do, we will know because she will not be on there. She'll be on TikTok. She'll be on Snapchat, and she'll give the entire listen to what I'm saying. She will live the entire. She'll give the entire Beehive that Snapchat account because she knows that her fan power is everything. Elon Musk is charging Blue Badge people $20 a month. On top of that, he fired everybody at Tesla, and then he also fired everybody at Twitter. And so now he's like rearranging everything at Twitter, and everybody hates working there. And I'm just like, this is what I'm talking about. And this is why I talk about Jay-Z a little bit, not too much, because I do love him. I do love him because he's still conscious. He's still here, even though he's rich and he has some thinking points or thinking patterns that, you know, that don't really align. But at the same time, he's a good father. He good husband, kind of, you know, Lemonade, we will never forget. But, like, he ain't no Kanye. Like, I don't think I've ever seen somebody like Kanye who was so gone and so far. Because, like, Jay-Z, look, we do not know this man. But he's a businessman. Like, he knows how to flip a bag. He knows how to make a bag. Like, I don't understand how everybody else is fumbling the bag just to have some trash talking points. Like, are you kidding me? Like, have you noticed you have never heard, not Drake, but yeah, you've never heard Drake come out talking about something. I can't talk about this. Or I can't talk about that. But he recently did come out on his album talking about something, and I ain't saying sorry either. So I'm just like, okay, Drake, please just get out of my face. But yeah, with Jay-Z, I think he's gonna get off of Twitter too. But we get it, he's a capitalist, but he's our favorite capitalist. Like that like that's our family, please. But yeah, Elon Musk owning Twitter, it's just like, okay, what's it gonna look like? What is it gonna look like years from now? Because I'm like, I know black Twitter, we probably gonna make our own. We're gonna make our own, and I can't wait to see it. I really can't wait to see it, because it's just like, again, how did we get here? Twitter was started like 15 or 17 years ago, and it was not supposed to be this. It was not supposed to be handed off. It wasn't supposed to be, like, I get it. White people going white, and they going business, and they going to do whatever they want to do. But my thing is, like, what? Like, this is supposed to be, for them to be so much for free speech, why y'all doing this? Because behind the scenes, it's not looking so free. It's not looking so free. It's giving $29.99, okay? It's giving cents, dollars and cents. But yeah, y'all, I will see you guys next week. Obviously, I'm going to be here. I'm back, y'all. It's the holiday season. I got things to talk about. But I'm also in album mode, which I'm really excited about that, y'all. Like, I can't wait for y'all to hear this work that I've been doing. I'm going to be filming again, y'all. I have not filmed a music video in almost a year, almost 2 years. So I'm really excited about that. And I can't wait for y'all to see this new era of Lamar, of me. So I'm just really excited. So yeah, I will see you guys next Friday. And yeah, peace. Thank y'all so much for listening to the You Thought We Wouldn't Notice podcast. Thank you so much. But it would mean the world to me if you become a member for just, you know, $4.99, $10, if you would, you know, splurge on black content, premium content, because soon this is going to be a video-based content and podcast. So yeah, I'm really excited, y'all. Like, I'm really excited. And also, go to my website at AaronLamarWalker.com, where you can find all of this information. My store, merch, my art, my book, everything. Yeah, so I'm so excited. Yes, this is a whole new outro. A whole new outro, y'all. A whole new outro. And I'm really excited, y'all. Like, this podcast was a light throughout this entire year, this entire pandemic. And I'm really excited. So y'all, just thank you for going on this journey with me. Thank you. And yeah, peace.